Hey everyone, we're halfway through the week, so let's maximize these moments. We only get 86,400 seconds in a day. Once they're gone, we never get them back. I'm Coy. I'm ready to help you fuel your mind for the day right here on CNN 10. We're going to start with the latest news out of Eastern Europe. 7 months ago, on February 24th, Russia invaded Ukraine. Well, over the weekend, there was an attack on a symbolic and strategic Russian-built bridge linking the nation to its occupied territory of Crimea. The damage served a major blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin, not just optically, but strategically. The bridge was an important supply route for Russian troops. The attack further weakened Moscow's war in Ukraine, which has brought significant losses on the battlefield and criticism back home. Russia accused Ukraine of a terrorist attack, but while Ukrainian officials celebrated the incident, they have not directly claimed responsibility. Regardless, Russia launched a counterattack, firing missile strikes, which have hit more than a dozen Ukrainian cities since the start of this week. Areas across Ukraine were left without power or drinkable water, and several people were killed. President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, said the missile attacks, which happened at rush hour, were deliberately timed to kill people. These strikes threatened to further escalate the war. We're going to continue to keep you updated as the conflict continues. Up next, we're looking at the issue of immigration in the United States. In 2022, the U.S. saw a record number of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Though they're coming in from several countries, they're ultimately traveling through Mexico to reach the United States. Many states near the border have been calling for tighter immigration policies. Three of those states, Texas, Arizona, and Florida, all have Republican governors who've recently announced initiatives to move migrants from their states to Democratic-led areas. They've accused the Democratic leaders of failing to enforce immigration laws. On one side, Republican leaders argue their communities cannot shoulder the burden imposed by open border advocates. And on the other side, Democrats have said that Republicans are playing politics with human lives. CNN national correspondent Athena Jones joins us now from Randall's Island, New York, with more.
We are at the edge of the precipice.
New York City facing a crisis.
We need serious partnership and realistic solutions.
Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency as the nation's largest city struggles to house thousands of migrants in an already overstretched shelter system. At least 17,000 migrants seeking asylum have been bused to New York from the southern border since April. And the city expects to spend at least $1 billion by the end of the fiscal year dealing with the influx. It's not about an American dream, but more than anything, a dream for my family back in Venezuela, the children we share, and work hard and follow the legal route to asylum. If migrants continue to arrive at the current rate, the mayor warned the city's shelter population, now near capacity at a record 61,000 people, could top 100,000 people in the year to come. The mayor said 42 hotels have been set up as emergency shelters and 5,500 migrant children have been enrolled in schools. Adams is calling for emergency federal and state aid. He also wants assistance with expedited work permits, a national strategy to slow the flow of asylum seekers, and a resettlement strategy to better share the burden among cities.
This is a humanitarian crisis that started with violence and instability in South America. And it is being accelerated by American political dynamics. Thousands of asylum seekers have been bused into New York City and simply dropped off without notice, coordination, or care.
In a move critics call a political stunt, red state governors like Greg Abbott of Texas have been sending migrants to cities like New York unannounced to highlight the strain on border states grappling with the issue. And to call attention to what those governors say is the Biden administration's failure to control the border.
This all began back in April when small little towns on the Texas border were overwhelmed by Joe Biden's border policies that were dumping thousands of illegal immigrants into these small little towns that were completely incapable of dealing with it, and they needed relief.
In the next few weeks, the city plans to open a large humanitarian emergency response and relief center on Randall's Island that will house hundreds of people. But the mayor warned without immediate action, the center will be full in just days and more facilities will have to be opened. But critics have long argued shelters aren't the answer.
The city's strategy seems to be getting the migrants to be out of sight and out of mind. When they arrive off the buses, they tend to be told to go to the shelter system, which are prison-like conditions.
Advocates for the homeless and for migrants are pushing the city to come up with long-term permanent housing for them.
The city has the budget, the state and federal government have the budget to buy out vacant housing and underutilized hotels to house every unhoused person in New York almost immediately, and that's what we really want to see.
Athena Jones, CNN, Randall's Island, New York.
10-second trivia. What was the name of the first official professional baseball team? Cincinnati Red Stockings, Hartford Dark Blues, Philadelphia Athletics, or Cleveland Guardians? In 1869, the Cincinnati Red Stockings became America's first professional baseball club. Alright, take me out to the ball game. MLB playoffs are in full swing with the divisional series getting underway yesterday. Some of the favorites to win it all are the Astros and Yankees from the American League and the Braves and Dodgers from the National League. Did you know America's game is also the national pastime of Japan, drawing some of the biggest, most fun, and polite fans you'll ever see? The games have singing, they have cheerleaders, and quirky mascots and foods. Let's go to Tokyo now to catch a game featuring the city's most popular team.
It may be America's pastime, but Japan takes baseball to a whole other level.
It's not even raining.
This is Tokyo's Jingu Stadium, and it's near capacity, full of fans watching the Yakult Swallows host bitter rivals, the Yomiuri Giants. Ryo Uchida is what you'd call a superfan.
Would you say that baseball in Tokyo is just as much a cultural experience as it is a sporting experience?
I would say so, because every American friend that I bring here, the game is familiar to them, but this atmosphere is not.
He's right. And you see it even before the first pitch. Hours earlier, fans pour in by the thousands. Most of them wearing team colors, others gearing up for the night. You may not find peanuts or Cracker Jacks, but the local options are intriguing.
Takoyaki, please. See. Takoyaki, octopus, only in Tokyo.
Out on the field, battle lines are drawn, and the teams warm up. Then come the cheerleaders. Yes, cheerleaders. By the first inning, the stadium is roaring. Christopher Pellegrini runs a podcast covering the Swallows, whose fans claim one of the most unique traditions in all of Japanese pro baseball. This happens at the seventh inning and when the team scores.
It's a spectacle when you get this whole crowd like doing the whole dance, and there's a song, of course, because there's always a song.
Japan imported baseball from the United States over a century ago. Today, it's one of the country's most popular sports, especially given baseball's return to the Olympic Games here in Tokyo.
Everybody's for it. There's a lot of support. Everybody's all in.
It's not hard to see why, even from the outfield. Koi Wire, CNN, Tokyo.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a traffic jam of all sheeps and sizes. A huge herd of sheep blocking traffic from passing through the 1.4 million acre mountain range of the Utah National Forest. Hundreds and hundreds of them. But all's wool that ends wool. No reports of any harm to sheep or peeps. All right, special shout out now to La Costa Canyon High School in San Diego, California. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. Now go and make someone smile today.